afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. Welcome into episode 158 of the Trent Speaks podcast. I actually just realized that the post that I made on the Trent Speaks Instagram, Trent Speaks Facebook page, feel free to go follow those and like those if you haven't already to see behind the scenes content, other photos and everything. But I actually just realized that I had the dates messed up in my head and I accidentally said that episode 159 would be out today. It is actually episode 158. And this one actually comes as a request. The topic idea comes as a request from a friend of mine. She messaged me saying she had listened to the infertility episode, episode 144, I believe that is. And she said, have you ever done anything on productivity about managing a crazy workload? And there wasn't a particular episode that I could think of to say, yes, this is the one that you should go listen to. And so I told her that I would go ahead and record one. Because why the hell not? And always looking for those topic ideas. Before we dive in for this week, I just want to say thank you, whether this is your first time listening or this is your umpteenth time listening. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the podcast. Again, feel free to follow me on Instagram or on Facebook. I'm actually debating not doing Facebook anymore, but we'll see. We'll see how that one continues to go. The algorithm, of course, it just doesn't have the same reach as Instagram does nowadays. I will say, what a fun weekend. Of course, I think I alluded to this last week, but went to the Michigan football game this past weekend. Of course, always a great time tailgating, seeing a lot of different friend groups. And then, of course, the kickoff of the NFL season. None other than starting with the Detroit Lions on Thursday night. And hell yeah, right? Hell yeah. What a win by the Detroit Lions. So glad that those boys went into Kansas City. Screw Mike Tirico, right? Why are we talking about, oh, there's an asterisk to this, though. No, I don't. You could put an asterisk to any game that there's an injury. You can't just put an asterisk to this one game because their two major players were out. You would never say that about another game. So I feel like they were discrediting the Lions a little bit on that win, but I digress because it has absolutely nothing to do with today's episode. Really wanted to get into the topic that I was asked about. And specifically, she had asked about productivity tips for managing a crazy workload. And I feel like you could really take this a number of different directions. Because everyone's perception of a crazy workload is going to look a lot different. For me, I think about what are all the tasks that I've wanted to do? What are all the projects that I've wanted to do around the house? I also immediately, unfortunately, I immediately think about work. I think about all the crazy things that can come up at work. And not just in my current job, but I'm thinking about previous jobs as well. There's always something to do. And I was just having that conversation with a girlfriend of mine this past weekend saying, hey, you've really got to start to create some boundaries because it doesn't matter how late you work. The work is always going to be there. The work is always going to be there and you shouldn't be bogged down in it. You should still have your social life. You should still be able to live your own life and your life shouldn't revolve solely around work. There are some people who are parents, and they're also going to have a much different idea of managing a crazy workload when you bring kids into the picture and think about, I have these other people to take care of on top of work or on top of other things that I want to do around the house, cleaning, house projects, fixing things up, whatever it may be. So whatever your situation may be, take anything from this podcast. Maybe not everything that we talk about is going to be applicable to you, but hopefully you can kind of grab and take and see what works best and then apply that to your particular situation. One of the places that I thought would be great to start is, what does the week look like? And while, yes, I'm talking about maybe something like meal planning, but week planning. What does your week look like? For me, I have this desktop calendar. I actually have two desktop calendars. One on my work desk that I rarely touch. I thought I was going to touch it a lot more. And then one on my podcasting desk. I would love to have my own podcasting studio someday, maybe eventually down the line. But right now, I just have this little shitty desk that my wife used to have. I don't know. It's not really that big. This has got to be no longer than 3 feet by about, that's got to be about a foot and a half wide or deep, wide, deep. I don't know. Either way, I have a desktop calendar that I plan out my podcasting week. Who do I need to follow up with? Who am I going to contact to see if I can get them to become a guest on the podcast? When should I be posting on social media? And what specific content should I be posting? And so that's one thing that you can do to try and help with managing that crazy workload, whatever it may look like. Whether it's your job, whether it's a side project, whether it's a hobby, maybe it's something with the kids, maybe it truly is meal planning. But trying to plan out your week or have a general semblance of your week, because even though I have follow up with Maddie, email Laura about being a guest on the podcast, talk to Travis about plans for coming on the podcast. These are flexible within the week. I put them down on specific days, though, so it at least gives me a task to focus on or a direction to go. I would also say one of the things that I don't think any of us ever think about is, when does your week start? Do you start your week on a Sunday, or do you start your week on a Monday? If you're listening in the United States, you know that 99.9% of calendars start the week on a Sunday and run through a Saturday. But did you know that that's not like that around the world? According to an article from abc.net.au from August of 2019, Monday is actually the official international standard. The article talks about, and I quote directly from the article here, since the world of locomotives, industrialization, and trade, the concept of, let's not a good sentence. Industrialization and trade, the concept of the calendar changed when in 1946, the International Organization of Standardization, the IOS, was developed. And so countries that follow the IOS include Europe, the Middle East, Russia, and New Zealand. Isn't that interesting? Because if you really think about it, we say, oh, it's time for the weekend. The weekend is Saturday and Sunday. It is the end of the week. The week's end. Yet, in the U.S., we are starting our week. We are starting the calendar on a Sunday. And so, it's just the way that it's framed in our mind. A buddy of mine actually had been having a conversation with me about this recently. And he said he's actually going to start his week on a Monday rather than a Sunday. And so I asked him about it before I hit record on this podcast. And this is what he had to say. Let me read his text to you. For me, it helps make the weekend feel bigger. When a week starts on a Sunday, my mind thinks there's one day at the beginning, a whole work week, and then one day at the end. When the week starts on a Monday, my mind groups Saturday and Sunday, and they feel a little bit bigger. The thing I do less of is putting off chores and shit until Sunday. When Sunday starts the week, you use it to start the week, and it basically doesn't even count then. I thought that was a really unique perspective and a really unique take. Because have you ever thought about that before? Have you ever even considered switching your frame of mind on when the week is actually beginning? I really like that perspective that he shares of the week starting on a Monday and Saturday and Sunday then feeling a little bit bigger. That weekend feeling a little bit more fulfilling, if you will. Another thing that I think really helps is chunking things up. You know, our brain can only take so much stimulation before it gets tired. Our brain needs a rest too, just like we ourselves do physically. And so I would encourage you to take breaks throughout the day. Take breaks throughout your tasks. If you've been going at it for a half hour, or you feel like you're getting tired, or you just don't have that same investment, or you really don't give a shit anymore, take a break. I often do that. We've been having to do this new thing where we're kind of saying where we're putting our hours in. And I have actually started to intentionally say, you know what, I'm going to take a 15-minute break here and there. And it's actually helped me become a little bit more productive because it makes sure that I'm not burning myself out throughout the day. And I've noticed a difference. There have been days where I've worked 7.5 straight hours, or I've worked 8 straight hours, and it's exhausting, and it catches up with you. But when you start to give yourself those little breaks, or forcefully give yourself those little breaks, it can make a difference. Another piece to that is, what time of day are you most productive? You see, for me, I would rather get up early and start my day early and do everything in the morning or the first part of the day rather than in the afternoon. I hate when there's a meeting anytime after 3 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock. Obviously, I'm there giving it 100%. But I know I'm just not as productive in the afternoon as I am in the morning. I would much rather knock everything out in the morning. I was having a conversation with a former manager of mine about this when we used to do biweekly meetings. And her and I would actually schedule our meetings at 9 or 9:30 in the morning rather than in the afternoon, just because we both knew that's when we felt most productive. That's we were awake, we were ready to go, and we'd rather just, you know, more or less get the meeting done with and out of the way for the day, knowing that that was our most productive time. So what is your most productive time? That may also help in terms of that productivity, but again, make sure that you are working those breaks in there. I would also say a routine. And routine is something that I've talked to my therapist about. I know that it's really good for mental health, but routine can also be good for that productive side of things. I have noticed a difference when I wake up in the morning, roll out of bed, log on for work, versus waking up at 5:30, getting up, drinking coffee, reading a Kindle, watching an episode of Suits or some sort of show, working out, whatever it may be. I notice that when I get up and I am actually in my morning routine, that I feel more productive. I feel like I've already accomplished some things. I've started my day. I've already done some things that feel productive, that I just feel like I'm in a better mood. I feel more productive. I feel like I'm more driven and just ready to go and tackle this day. The last thing I would like to talk about is music. Music can be really motivating. Maybe it's a particular playlist that you find motivating. Maybe it's a particular artist. I know for my wife, it's Taylor Swift. I've been listening to a lot of Mac Miller lately. I also go in just very different bouts. I'll have an AJR phase. I'll have a Mac Miller phase. I'll have a Taylor Swift phase. I'll have a bluegrass phase. Find what works best for you and apply that. It could be one of these things, the weekly planning, the music, the routine, taking breaks. Or it could be multiple of these things that we've talked about today. But whatever it is, find what works best for you. Maybe try reframing when your week actually starts. Is it starting on Sunday, the last day of your weekend? Or is it starting on Monday so that you're refreshed and rejuvenated from the weekend, and then you can actually enjoy those 2 days at the week's end? If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe and follow. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcast, you know, the whole gamut. Please follow me on Instagram at Trent Speaks. Feel free to drop me a message. I would love to chat with you. Or you can email me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. Always looking for guests and would love to have you on to share your story as well. Until next week, everyone.